Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome back. It's 2010, but as we get ready for the 2011 invasion of new NFL prospects, we're joined today by Jeremy LaFrance, the Akron Zips receiver. Jeremy, player spotlight shows are what we do here at the NFL Draft Bible, and I'm proud to say that you are the first player spotlight show to kick off our NFL Draft Bible season. What do you think about that?
I feel pretty good. It's an honor.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's crazy because this is the time of year after you guys, finish your college careers and you start to make that next step towards the NFL, it becomes crazy for us and it becomes incredibly crazy for what your life's about to turn into over the next 6 months between, getting ready for, that next step. Looking back, did college go by really quick for you, or was it something that, you could have got done sooner?
Pretty much, everybody who's been through this experience, they tell you, enjoy your college career, man, because it's going to come by quick. And, of course, we never really realize how fast it goes. But, my 5 years in school, man, 4 years playing football, it flew by, man. It seems like just yesterday that I was just playing, JUCO ball. And now, I'm at my final year of college and, trying to take my career to the next level. It's overwhelming to see how quick it goes.
And the Akron Zips, you guys finished 1-11. It's not the way any, guy wants to end his college career. But, the interesting thing I thought about it for you is it's easy to stay focused and stay, on target when things are going good. But, for you, you had to wake up every day and really fight and grind it out, even though you weren't winning. Did you learn anything about yourself when you got, you were kind of going through the trials of this season?
Not even with myself. I learned a lot from the other players and all the coaches. When you go through something like that, that's you don't get good results all the time. You got to have good people, good kids around you. My teammates, we just kept a good head about it. And we pretty much just learned from ourselves as everybody that, no matter what goes on, you got to overcome. You can't go down. Can't go in the tank. You just got to keep fighting back. So, and that's what we did this whole season. We just kept fighting back.
And, when you look back, how did you end up in Akron? I know you're out in California and, you arrived here in Akron. How did that all come about?
I got recruited by a guy named Coach Mons from Akron. He was the coach there last year. To be honest, I know I want to move somewhere east, I'm sorry. And, once they gave me the official visit, I just kind of fell in love with the people at Akron. So, they kind of made me feel like I was at home. So that's why I chose Akron.
Nice. Now, you're from Belle Chasse, Louisiana. The cold winters, is that something you got to use too quick?
No, I'm still not used to it, to be honest with you. coming from the South, I don't think anybody can get used to, Ohio weather in less than 2 years. So, not used to it at all.
Yeah. And obviously, if you've been paying attention to the weather, that big storm system is heading towards Akron. They're probably going to get about close to 2 feet of snow this afternoon.
Yeah. I feel bad because I'm not out there. I feel bad for all the people out there now. So, I'm in Louisiana now. So, I'm living so much, you want to call it the good life. For people in Ohio.
Ha. Nathan, we're being joined here with Jeremy LaFrance on the NFL Draft Bible Player All Access Show. I'm your host, Beau Marchand. Jeremy, now you were in Louisiana when Katrina hit. Talk to a little, our listeners out there. It was a pretty dramatic experience for you. Tell the folks about that.
To me, it was a life-changing experience. Just coming out of high school, to experience a tragedy like that, you have to grow up real quick. So, and that's pretty much what I did. I kind of grew up, had to help the family out, because my family looked up to me the most. Being the youngest, that was a big job I had to take over. It was just overwhelming, man, just dealing with everything, trying to get through, trying to bring the family back together. It's a humble experience, but, trying to trying to get the houses and everything back together and get the family back. It's just crazy.
And did that have any effect on your high school or anything moving up to the college level in terms of football with everything that went on down there at the time?
Well, I knew once the hurricane had hit, you know, I was just out of high school. I knew for a fact that I didn't want to go back to school. I wanted to at least help my family get back on track first, you know, and that's what I did. And then once they got back on track, then I kind of made the ultimate decision where, you know, I wanted to go back to school, finish school, and then, you know, see where my career in football could go.
And for you, I mean, you've had a very nice career so far. I mean, obviously, I mean, you're on the NFL radar. During the game that I covered in Akron, there's a couple of scouts there. You know, I even said, you know, what do you think about Jeremy LaFrance? And they said the kid got a real shot. I mean, when you hear something like that, what do you think?
It's a blessing in the sky, man. I mean, I never thought I would be in this position that I am, you know. And it's just to hear that come from you, you know, it's just a blessing, man.
Nice, nice. And in terms of your game, you know, I mean, what are the things, I mean, as you're looking forward to kind of take the next step, I mean, what are you most concerned about improving your game? I mean, is it speed? Is it, you know, the mental aspect? I mean, what do you think? What's your main focus?
My main focus will always be speed. You know, I feel like, you know, the faster you are, the better chances you got. And just pretty much work on every aspect of my career. I mean, my talent. So whether it's catching or running routes, you know, I'm pretty much going to work on everything.
Yeah, and prior to us going live on the show, since Jeremy is from Louisiana, it was kind of ironic. I asked him about another young receiver in the NFL, arguably maybe the fastest receiver in the NFL, and that's Mike Wallace, who played his college football at Ole Miss. And by chance, your mother and his mother work together?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Hey, word to the wise. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I came back home. My mom asked me if I knew Mike Wallace, and then I was like, yeah, that's the receiver. I mean, I knew of him, but I never really knew him. And she was like, yeah, I work with his mom and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a small world, like you said.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jeremy, when you're talking about speed, that's one guy you might want to have his mom get her that number from Mike, and you guys might have to do some training and have him get that speed to where you want it. Because, like I said, I talked to enough guys on the opposing side of the Steelers that just are awed by the speed that Wallace has. I mean, for you, I mean, as you make this step, I mean, have you thought of – you know, any facilities you're going to train at or anything as such?
Well, I got my agent working on that. I'm going to go back to school next semester and finish up my schooling because this is my last semester, and then probably train somewhere up in the Cleveland area.
Nice, nice. And when you think about all that, I mean, have you talked to anybody? Anyone you've been able to, like, kind of lean on and start to get information as you start to make this push?
What do you mean with facility wise?
Not facility wise, but just the whole process of, you know, I mean, you know, just people constantly are going to start calling you night and day and, you know, getting your body ready and all the, you know, things that are going to be thrown at you.
No, I haven't really experienced that yet. So, I mean, I know my agent is, he's working on it, so I'm pretty sure everything's going to fall in place.
Nice. You know, and I always ask the guys to come on the show, you know, if we put Jeremy LaFrance in an NFL uniform right now and we didn't know that was you under that helmet, who are you going to remind us the most that plays in the NFL?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I always kind of idolize Jerry Rice. I mean, he was the best of the best. So, but if I had to pick one guy, I would probably say like a Marvin Harrison type guy or Reggie Wayne, something like that.
Nice, nice. And those, I mean, some those besides your, and is that like guys you just admire watching, or you kind of find your game similar to theirs? Just the things that they
do? Pretty much both, you know. You know, I mean, what they do on the field is, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, just to be half as good as those guys, it'd be a blessing.
Nice, nice. And you're about 6'2", 194? What do you go at now?
I think I'm like 6'1", 195, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, You've got great size and definitely the talent to make it to the next level. Once again, Jeremy LaFrance, former Akron Zips receiver, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by All Access Football. Jeremy, I mean, looking forward, I mean, you know, everything's ahead of you. I mean, is there any regrets, anything that you wish you could have, you know, accomplished in college while you were there?
No, I mean, I have no regrets. And that's how I try to pretty much live my life, you know, just to go through everything without any regrets, do everything I wanted to do. And coming out of high school, you know, my main goal was to, you know, play college Division I football, and that's what I've done. So I pretty much accomplished everything I wanted to. I know the next level is not given to you, but if that happens, then, you know, just another blessing in the sky. But I have no regrets, you know, the things I accomplished so far.
Nice. And, you know, I was thinking of another guy from the area, Chris Henry, the former Bengals receiver who passed away about a year ago. Did you have any chance to meet him? I think because I know he was in the area. You guys played the same position. Was there anything he ever did, like, community-wise, where you guys crossed paths?
Funny you ask, man, because me and Chris brother, my oldest brother, we all kind of, like, grew up together. I know Chris and his whole family, and we was really close friends, and, you know, never really got a chance to, you know, to really do anything with him, you know, so we was so far away, but growing up as kids, you know, we was just always together, you know, and then to see the tragedy that happened with him, it just kind of much broke our family down, because we knew how close we were and all the things, all the childhood memories we had with Chris, you know, it was just a sad moment.
Wow, that is. I didn't realize you were that close. I knew he was from the area, and that's why I brought it up. I figured he'd be someone that obviously made an impact, you know, growing up, you know, you guys playing the receiver position. Excellent. And for you, I mean, is there anything you take pride in your game? Is there one part of Jeremy LaFrance's game that, you know, you kind of just pat yourself on the back and, like, I do that pretty well?
Just never give up, and I feel like I'm a tough football player. You know, That's one thing I like about myself. You know, I would never give up. You know, it doesn't matter what situation I'm in. You know, I'm never going to quit, or, you know, I could take a hit, or, you know, something like that. So a lot of guys scared to go across the middle and stuff like that, but, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
Nice. Well, Jeremy, we got a couple minutes remaining, and when we kind of end the shows, we always like to have a little fun with you guys. I'm going to change it from first and down. I'm going to call it Sweeping the Corners this year. Sweeping Corners is going to end the segment. It's going to kind of get into the nooks and crannies of Jeremy from France, some things we don't know about. The first corner is, Jeremy, who was the best trash talker you came across during your time in the MAC?
Oh, man, I would have to say it was my junior year when we played against Buffalo. I forgot the kid's name, but I think it was number 15. He know how to talk a lot of trash. But, you know, it's all in the game, you know. It's just, you know, that makes the game more interesting, so I like it.
Nice. Sweeping the corners again, if you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which one would you prefer?
Boy band. Oh, I have no idea. I don't really listen to boy bands too much like that. I have no idea.
Too. No runway model then?
Probably, what's the guy named? Tyson Beck or something like that? Maybe.
Right. And the final question before we let you go today, Jeremy, is, if you could pick one celebrity female to take out to dinner, which celebrity female would you like to take?
That would probably be Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, and the funny part about it is I'll keep track of those. Last year, Beyonce won the title last year. She was about 7 votes ahead of Halle Berry. So just so you know, you got first Jessica Alba vote in for 2010-2011 season. So, hey, Jeremy, we want to wish you the best. I look forward to touching base and keeping in touch with, you know, as you make this progress towards, you know, the goal of reaching, I'm sure, a childhood dream of the NFL. And like I said, anytime you want to stop by, just let us know.
Okay, will do, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. That's Jeremy LaFrance, the Akron Zips receiver. He's making his way towards that next level, and happy to say that he's the first of many, many, many NFL prospects that are going to be joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Make sure you go to NFLDraftBible.com for the latest in the college NFL draft news. Thanks again for listening. Have a pleasant week.